It's RW Full Court Press Podcast by Robert White. And I have a special guest today. I got Mr. Rashard Ali, the original sniper. Long range, pull up from 40, 50 feet before there's a three-point line. Hands down, man down. Nicknamed Smitty. Everybody see know who he is that played with him. Everybody. From the 70s, 80s, whoever, they know who he is. We're going to talk about the NBA right now.
Okay.
So it's two things I want to talk about. You tell me where you think the state of the NBA is right now.
It's what you would call a switcheroo. The big men are becoming the little men, and the little men are becoming the big men. In all my years of watching sports, I've never known the fact of a matter of a big man shoot from the outside like that.
I can't stand it.
Yeah. When I came up, the center was a position, and that's what it was. They played the center position.
That's right.
Yeah, Wilt Chamberlain, Nate Thurman, Bill Russell, even little Wes Unseld at 6'7". Man, the paint.
They knew their place.
They knew their place, Robert. You're right. Now you got big guys. It's not the center position anymore.
I can't stand it. Joel Embiid, I can't stand it. 7'2", want to shoot threes. You ain't Jack Sigma. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible. You 7'2", you should be in that paint. Barbecue chicken.
Embiid is not being coached right.
No, he's not.
He has a game of a teenager.
Sure does.
He wants to dribble and cross over and things like that. Shaq, Barkley, all of them recognize that. They try to send him something.
Yep.
But he did it for one day. This is like a little kid in the corner.
Hard-headed.
He'd be good for while he's in the corner, timeout, and he'd go back to his regular stuff.
If you notice, he only do it on national televised games.
Right.
When it's on ESPN or TNT or NBA TV.
Right.
Now, doing the regular station in Philly Comcast, he ain't playing like that. It don't make no sense.
It's a point of interest. I was listening to Shaq the other night, right? And this is how honest he is. Devin Booker was the subject, and Shaq came out and said during the conversation that, you know what, how do you do that? Because I never was a shooter. I never was a shooter. And he admitted that so honestly, right? Because he just manned the paint. He was 3 feet and in, dunking on you, hooking. That's what a center's supposed to do. And he outright said that. You got to recognize these guys are 7'1" today. I don't understand.
6'11". You ain't Kevin Durant.
Right.
You ain't 6'11" that could shoot the way he could shoot. You don't got that type of range. You're just not in you. Point blank.
Right.
I don't like it. Who else? Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid. The Joker.
Oh, he's so lazy. Lazy.
He's what you call an out of shape cop. You ever see a cop that's out of shape? Eating donuts all the
time? That's him. Slow motion.
Slow motion.
And the reason he get the points he get, because NBA's watered down. Yeah. That would never happen 5, 8, 10 years ago. That never happened in the 90s. And it wasn't going to happen in the 80s. Point blank. It's not going to happen.
I don't know what they're going to do about the NBA, man.
Everybody cannot be Dirk Nowitzki with that kind of gift at that height. Everybody cannot be Kevin Durant with that gift and that height. You got to know your role. Stay in your lane. This is what I said. I said on my other show about Joel Embiid. It's four quarters. It's 48 minutes. It's 12 minutes a quarter. You're 7'2". You're about, what, 270, 280? There's no way in the world. Listen to me, everybody. Listen. There's no way in the world Embiid should not be averaging 40 and 20 and 10 blocks a game. NBA, I'm going to tell you why. It's 12 minutes a quarter. You can't get 10 points a quarter at your height. That's only 5 shots. You're going to go to the foul line. They're going to foul you. So you can get 5 from the foul line and 5 from the floor. Then there's rebounds. You can't get 4 rebounds a quarter. 5 rebounds a quarter. That's 20 rebounds. Moses and Dennis Rodman, they was undersized getting 16 a game. You tip a rebound to yourself, that's a rebound. You can't get 5 rebounds. And you can't get 2 blocks a quarter. 2 blocks a quarter, that's 8 blocks. That's almost a triple-double. That's 40, 20, and 8. He don't go hard. The only one I see that go hard in this day and age, right now, that wants it.
Anthony Davis.
Well, Anthony Davis, yeah. But the Greek Freak. The hell, his mentality. He got the Mamba mentality in him. You know, but I don't think they're going to win it. I still think the Sixers are going to come out the East. Because I think in a 7-game series, it's a better matchup for the Sixers. It's a bad matchup for Milwaukee. Because you got a superstar and the Greek Freak that can't shoot a lick. Defense get tightened. You play somebody every other night, you could penetrate and dunk and lay it up. That's not gonna get you nowhere. Once they play off you, no, shoot the ball. That's what they did to Ben Simmons last year. You see what they did? No, shoot the ball. That's why I still think the Sixers will come out the East and play the Lakers in the NBA Finals. That's just my opinion. But back to this big man is hurting the game of basketball. And it starts from AAU and starts from college in the NBA. There's no more Pat Riley's. There's no more Chuck Dudley's. No more Phil Jackson's. No more Billy Cunningham. No more Casey Jones. No more Dan Issel. None of the great coaches. Frank Layton, Jerry Sloan.
Nelson.
Don Nelson. Dell Harris is no good coach that's going to say, listen, man, if you don't sit your butt down, if you don't go in that post and get big and nasty, you sit on the bench.
Right.
It don't make no sense.
They're spoiled.
Spoiled. It's ridiculous.
I've never seen a 7'2" guy do what he does on the court, and he wants to be 6'2".
It's ridiculous.
He's being miscoached.
Yep, bad coach. Bad coach by Brett Brown.
And I got a question, Elton Brand. I mean, Elton Brand come from the hood. Elton Brand know what it is.
From New York City.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't understand why he's not making some kind of change.
Well, it ain't about EB. You know who's on top of Elton Brand. Let's be real about this.
The Masters.
You know, Elton Brand, you the GM. I don't know how you got that job, to be honest. The other guys was qualified, and they gave it to Elton Brand. How, I do not know. But that's, you know, that's another story. You know, I guess because you went to Duke.
That's Duke.
Yeah, once you go to Duke, like Billy King, he went to Duke.
Yeah.
He was a Sixers GM.
Yeah, but you know? He was successful.
He had Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
That's why he was successful.
Yeah.
And he had Pat Croce to back him up for a minute. When Pat left and AI left, where Pat Croce go? He was going to, Billy King, he was going too.
Right.
You know? Now, the NBA got to get it together with the big man. It ain't going to change. It's not going to change because it's like they're trying to compete the foreigners. And now, in this day and age, I hate to say it, American basketball, these young kids, that's why our foreign young players are better skilled than our American young players. They played when they was 13, 14. Listen, we played when they was 13 and 14, but they playing with adults and all of this, and they play in different kind of leagues. No, the thing is, they work in their whole game. They know their game. So when they come over here, it's easy. Over there, they got 2-a-day practices. They play, you know, they work hard over there. Over here, it's luxury.
Here's a point that I'm going to back you up on. I remember running at Kenny Smith. And he was telling me what Dean Smith used to teach and coach these guys. And his technique was, whatever the guard learned, the big man learned.
That's right.
And that's why all the big men, when you come out of North Carolina, you could be in the league at least 6 years.
Oh, you get an NBA pension.
Yes, when you come out of North Carolina. Because Dean Smith, he used to coach these guys. He used to coach the big men and taught them how to dribble, set screens, everything a guard would do.
Yep.
Now, Duke got a machine too, right? But if you look at the Duke players as opposed to the North Carolina players.
Stop right there. I got to interrupt you. Stop right there. You cannot compare no Duke players to no North Carolina players. I don't care. It ain't no way in H-E-L-L. You cannot compare not one Duke player to a North Carolina player. Oh, you can finish.
Well, you're correct, but they have a long chain. If you look at the Duke players now and you look at the sports, they even got Jaminski making money.
You might Jaminski, you're right.
Right? Grant Hill.
Leighton, Bobby Hurley.
They
got Antonio Andrew Lane got a job. assistant coach for the Utah Jazz because Quinn Snyder went to Duke. He's the head coach.
So their alumni, they're taking care of each other.
Yeah, they do.
They're taking care of each other.
I give them that. They do.
But I would never compare a Duke player to a Carolina player.
No.
Because the expectancy in a Carolina player is, like I said, it's 6 years in the NBA. Whereas in the Duke, it's 3 years.
That's 3 years. You don't even get a pension.
You get. That's why the alumni comes through for him.
That's why you got to be exceptional like Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Speaking of Kyrie Irving, what do you think about... I don't like Kyrie Irving.
Cool. You don't like Kyrie Irving?
I don't like Kyrie
Irving. I love Kyrie Irving. To me, Kyrie Irving the best. Yeah. To me, Kyrie Irving...
His attitude, Rob, is not team-oriented. Everywhere he goes, right, they seem to demise.
Who said that's the media talking or that's his teammates talking?
No.
See, that's the media. I never heard a teammate say anything bad about Kyrie Irving. Not even LeBron.
Well, I'm not his teammate. I'm his spectator.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm seeing in Cleveland, he got a championship.
They did him a raw deal in Cleveland behind closed doors. Behind closed doors, they did him wrong. LeBron know they did him wrong. Not LeBron. Right. It ain't not. LeBron know how the organization. They try to trade this man on draft night after they won a championship.
Yeah.
They try to trade him for Kamal Anthony. The people. He said, "Oh no, just trade me."
Yeah.
And then the same thing. The thing in Boston, them young guys ain't want to listen to him.
That's where I was going.
I got inside sight with that. I ain't gonna tell you what, but them young guys. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Let's go back 2 years ago. They played the Boston Celtics when Kyrie was hurt. Here we go now. Game 7, they up by 5. They up by 5 after Jason Tatum just dunked on LeBron James and shot a 3. They up 5. 2.5 minutes left now. They can't get a bucket. You know why? Because that young man with that Mamba mentality, Kyrie Irving, wasn't there. If Kyrie was playing that game, they would have won that series. Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. In that 7th game. Easily. So...
Well, I was basically talking about the year that Isaiah Thomas went past Cleveland. Or did he? He didn't go past Cleveland, did he?
What are you talking Boston. About? What Isaiah Thomas?
The lefty from...
Oh, the short. Oh, from Seattle, Washington. Little Isaiah Thomas, the hit pointer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost that year to Boston.
They lost that year.
I mean, they lost that year to Cleveland.
But was Kyrie Irving on that team?
No, they got him that summer. Kyrie was on that Cleveland team.
Oh, okay.
So, and again, y'all talking about Kyrie.
But Boston had a better year without Kyrie, right?
Well, Kyrie played that season. He got hurt in the middle of the year. Okay. Gordon Hayward got hurt game one.
Okay.
Come on, let's be real. First of all, Cleveland wouldn't have had no championship without Kyrie Irving. Y'all talk LeBron James all y'all want. That last 3.5 minutes was all about Kyrie.
Yeah.
Breakdown, shakedown.
Yeah.
Pull up, three.
He broke Curry's back.
Shook
Curry's
him. It was just evil. It was evil what he did to him.
Yeah,
then he set LeBron up. Listen, Kyrie Irving, I love his game. Mamba mentality. 6'1", right?
Yeah.
And let me just say this.
Tatum.
Let me just say this. Next season.
Buddy Hill, too.
Yeah, the East might as well forget it. Because when Kevin Durant come back, with Kyrie, DeAndre Jordan, and other people are going to come to Brooklyn. First of all, Brooklyn's a nice place to live. Brooklyn, you got a good young coach. You got good players. You're going to have arguably the best player in the NBA with Kevin Durant. And you got Kyrie Irving. The Nets will win 65 games next year, only lose 17. Mark, they'll be 65-17 coming out the East. Easily.
I see that.
Easily.
I see that. And I think Brooklyn is going to rumble the Warriors, too. Because I think the Warriors is doing the same thing that the Brooklyn Nets are doing. Well, they got Klay.
They got
Curry.
Uh-huh. They got Wiggins.
They got Wiggins.
They got Draymond Green.
And they got the coach.
The Steve Kerr?
Yeah.
He ain't coaching over there. That's Mike Brown. Let's be real about that.
Okay.
They ain't being the Lakers next year. You ain't being 21 feet. So y'all got to realize this. They got no big man. You need everybody on the 6'8".
Yeah.
So you got Anthony Davis, 6'11". If they resign JaVale McKee, he going to stay. If the White Hawks want to stay 1 year, they going to stay. First of all, people want to come to L.A.
Yeah.
Boogie Cousins be back for the playoffs this year. They said it already. So they going to resign. And the Lakers are going to get another shoot over there next year. They're going to repeat. They're going to win a championship this year.
Yeah. It's in the cards.
They're going to win next year.
I like the Lakers to win it this year.
Ain't nobody See, y'all got to realize this again. It's different. They talking about the Clippers, this and that. The Clippers only built to beat the Lakers. That's all they worry about. Seriously. If you watch the Clippers and they play other teams, they losing the teams they should be beating. Kawhi Leonard sitting down resting. Paul George hurt. But when it's time to play the Lakers, that's what they get up for. And to be honest, they don't beat the Lakers. The Lakers beat themselves in both games. They was up by 11 and lost.
I don't like the Clippers.
There's a 15 to 4th right. and lost.
They glorified the Clippers this year when they first started, and they downplaying the Sixers. But the Sixers got a better record than the Clippers.
And they beat the Clippers.
Sure did. The Clippers are what, a 4 seed now?
They about to be a 6 if they drop two next two games. And right. let's be real about this.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at this monstrous team.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. That's because of Doc Rivers. They got the Steve Ballmer. They got the new uniforms. Kawhi. You know, let me just say this. If the LA Clippers got to play the Denver Nuggets or the Utah Jazz,
they in trouble.
It's right. In the 7-game series, they in big trouble.
They in trouble.
And don't let them play a hot Houston Rockets team. They in deep trouble. Seriously. Let's be real about that. Well, I don't want it to happen. I want it to be Lakers versus Clippers battle of LA. I want that to happen. And the Lakers will beat them in 6 games to me. 6, not 7. 6.
D'Antoni is experiencing something that I don't think will manifest.
Oh, he lost his mind. Going small.
He going small. That's just not going to work.
No, it ain't going to work.
It's just not going to work.
It ain't going to work. See, they messed up when they got rid of Chris Paul.
The team I like, the sleeper team, the young sleeper team, is the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah.
They'll go to the playoffs, but they'll... Yeah. No. See, you got to realize this. If they go, they'll be out in the first round. They might get swept, but they get a taste of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? But...
But they'll get better.
They'll get better. But let's just say this. Every year, after the All-Star break, you know who gets hot every year? Portland.
Oh, yeah.
Portland go like an 15 game win streak. They have 5 seed. They lost in the conference finals last year. They lost to Golden State.
Right.
You know, nobody was beating Golden State. That's the only reason why Toronto got a championship.
Dame is dangerous.
Oh, yeah. He's top 5 point guard.
He's dangerous.
Top 5 point guard.
Yeah, he's top
5. I take him over Westbrook. I take Dame Lillard over any point guard except Kyrie Irving. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving's a different type of animal. He's a different type of breed. Left hand, right hand, breakdown, shaky down, mid-range jump shot, long-range jump shot. They use either hand because he learned from his uncle. His godfather, Rod Strickland.
Rod Strickland, that's right.
Hot Rod Strickland. So I take Kyrie Irving, to me, I'll take him as my guard, point guard, over anybody in the NBA right now. I don't care, y'all. I don't care. I done seen him. When I see him with my eyes ain't lying.
Right.
Mm-mm. Now.
You picking the Sixers to come out the East.
I got the Sixers in the second half of the season. The first half of the season, I look at the East. I get Milwaukee an A. I get the Sixers a B. Right? The Sixers dysfunctional. And I blame the coach for that. Yeah. They got the best record at home. They're the Broad Street Bullies at home.
Right.
But they soft as ice cream on the road. Dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional.
So that's why I said the second half of the season, they got to get it together.
Right.
And
but
think...
But if they don't, I'm picking Boston.
You like Boston?
Boston can do it. Tatum is coming in. He got mama mentality, too.
Oh, yeah, because, you know...
He's coming into
it. Yeah, he got it, but I...
And they getting it together.
You take Boston with Miami Heat?
Yeah.
In a 7-game series?
In a 7-game series,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you look back at NBA history, you know this for yourself, Rob. Anytime you have a 7-game series with Boston, the odds of you winning are very, very slim.
Well, that's when Red Auerbach was in there.
Even through the years. Through all the years when Bird was there.
But look what they had. Yeah, look what they had. But
I'm just saying, Boston got a mystique about them that you cannot toy with them in a 7-game series.
They got a mystique. But they don't got the players with the players to know how to win at the end.
Well, they getting bred right now. They breeding right
now.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jason Brown, Tatum.
Yeah, I love Tatum and Brown.
Especially that listen, Smart is better than Beverly because they did both type of players.
I remember Smart in college.
Yeah.
Smart is better than... Yeah, he's better than Pat.
Now, what Smart is doing now, he's coming into his offensive side of things.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing us that he can go to the basket,
mm-hmm.
and he can take over a game.
Well, he did that in college.
So he did in college, he did
all
it
American.
All.
He was All-American in college.
Right? And when he got here, he took a step back.
He had to take a step back because he had Isaiah Thomas and he has Kyrie Irving.
Now.
And your boy Terry Rozier.
Now, he's Marcus Smart of OSU.
Mm-hmm. And he's listening to his coaching.
Yeah.
He listened to Poole Allen.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
One of the best assistant coaches in the NBA. People don't know who he is. Out of Philly. Jerome Poole Allen.
That's right. University of Pennsylvania.
Listen, you want to talk about a crossover? You can talk about Tim Hardaway crossover all you want. You can talk about Allen Iverson, Pearl Washington. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about a crossover? Google Jerome Poole Allen from the high-low.
That's right.
University of Penn. Just ask. You don't believe me? Google 1994 on YouTube what they did to Kevin Johnson.
Mm.
You want something? What he did to a pro when he was in college. It was the Goodwill Games.
Yeah.
Had Kevin Johnson going every way but the right way.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And speaking of him, you're leading right to the subject of basketball royalty in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Over this weekend, because the All-Star game in the NBA was in Chicago, they had this thing on TV about Chicago got the best players to come out of everywhere across the nation.
They said this.
They must say read their history
books.
Yeah,
they must. They said this a month ago. That's what we're going to talk about now.
Yeah.
These Chi-Town people, Anthony Davidson, you know, early December, had the nerve to say out of his mouth, and I love AD, he's a Laker, had the nerve to say that Chi-Town has the greatest NBA players in the history of the NBA. He lost his mind.
Yeah, so did Mark McGuire.
Mark McGuire lost his mind too.
Yeah.
First of all.
And he knows Isaiah Thomas did not agree with him. He didn't say nothing. Zeke knows.
He knows.
He knows.
He from Chi-Town.
He knows.
But Dwayne Wade, they drinking that water. They
and Candace Parker, we got a girl that's coaching South Carolina right now.
Doing stellar.
Take care of her.
Exactly.
Right.
Player of the year.
Shoot.
Four goals. She got four gold medals.
That's right.
First of all. Let me just say this and let you talk. The Mecca, I'm from Philly. We from Philly, right? But we know basketball. We know the Mecca of basketball is over the bridge. It's New York City. And then it's Philly second. I try to tell people this when I talk to people about basketball. The city of New York have a starting five out of each barrow. Mm. Out of each barrow. They got a starting five. They can get 10 players in each barrow. That was an NBA. That's either a Hall of Famer that played in the NBA, that's still playing in the NBA. You can pick your poison. You got Michael Jordan, Brooklyn, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Dr. J, Carmelo Anthony, Kemba Walker, Bernard King, Bakuji, Chris Mullin, Billy Cunningham, Stephon Marbury, Nate Tony Archibald. You got Mark Jackson, Kenny Smith, Bob Lanier, Ron Artest, Lamar Odom, Ron Strickland. You got Jamal Mashburn. You got Kenny Anderson. You got Lance Stevenson. You got Pat Riley. You got the city of New York alone. The city of New York alone. There's nobody touching them.
Robert, you're right.
No, I forget about this. I didn't talk with the guys that said, I ain't playing ball. I'm going to the streets. You know what they is. Pee Wee Kirkland.
Earl Manico.
You got Earl Manico.
Pee Wee Kirkland.
you finished. I'm getting a headache.
Listen.
I'm getting a headache talking about
you. You are so on point with this.
It's ridiculous.
I can't believe, for the like of me, that Mark McGuire would say that out of his face. Robert just mentioned NBA players.
NBA players.
With 5 years or more in the league.
Yep.
They're getting a little pension.
I ain't even name them all.
Right.
I ain't even name them all.
But now you're talking about these guys who said.
Kyrie Irving from New York.
F the NBA.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make money in the streets.
Yes.
And I can still play ball.
Yes.
Like Pee Wee Kirkland.
Yeah.
Like the Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These guys, Earl Manigault. These guys, Charlie Scott.
I told you, I'm going to stop talking because you can finish talking. This is ridiculous. It's blasphemous.
It's crazy.
They don't know basketball.
They don't know basketball.
They don't know what else. And then you talk about Philly. I'm going to say two names out of Philly. That's all I'm going to say. The Black Mamba and the Big Dipper.
That's
you got Wilt and you got Kobe. You shut everything down.
Shut everything down.
I don't got to say the Pearl. I don't got to say Walter McCarty. I don't got to say Rasheed Wallace, Aaron McKee. I don't got to say Lionel Simmons. I don't got to say none of them. Two words, and they go by one name, Wilt and Kobe. Point blank.
You're right. I can't speak on it, right?
You can't name nobody from Chicago better than Kobe or Wilt. Nobody. Now, in New York, you got Kareem and you got Wilt. You got Black Jesus, Michael Jordan. That's what they call him. I'm being real with y'all. Michael Jordan's nickname is Black Jesus. The media didn't want that out. But it's real, you know, that's what they called him in the NBA. Black Jesus, Black Panther.
That's what he was.
That was his name. I done heard Larry Bird say something out of his mouth like that.
They said they have players that come around who changed the game.
Yes.
Earl Monroe brought so much flair
to
the game because the guards were bored.
Yep.
The best guard back then that they liked was Bob Cousy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody else played with they just like robots.
Yeah, sure did.
Earl Monroe brought a swag to the game that he had to end up in New York.
Yeah.
Because he's a Broadway player.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's first on stage.
Yeah. Earl the Pearl.
Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Yeah.
They even, Denzel talk about him in the movie.
Yep.
He's legendary.
That's why he named his son in the movie because Jesus Southern Black Jesus. Because Earl, he said, why you name that Earl of Pearl Monroe?
Earl of Pearl Monroe.
North Philly, from North Philly or South Philly?
North Philly.
North Philly. You talking about Magic Johnson's spin move? Ask where Magic got it from.
That's right.
The Pearl.
That's right.
They, my father, God bless his soul, they tell me stories how this come out of Baker League. You know, they double park his Rolls Royce on Broad Street. Going there in the second half.
We were blessed. We were blessed because we didn't have to pay a cent.
Nope.
Because Sonny Hill made it so that the Baker League was played at Memorial Hall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And we used to go over there and sit up front and watch Earl of Pearl do his magic.
Mm-hmm.
Trooper Washington, Wally Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Even Chet Walker,
mm-hmm.
they used to come to the Memorial Hall gym, and Sonny had it going on there.
Yeah.
Right? And we used to see him for free.
Yeah.
Bill Bradley used to come and shoot him up.
Senator.
And then we had this thing against New York, the New York-Philadelphia tournament, which I played in at a very, very young age. I was fortunate to play 2 years in that circle. And that's when I ran into people like Charlie Scott,
mm-hmm.
Pee Wee Kirkland, Ed Searcy, Lynn Elmore.
Yep.
They had a guy up there who we used to call him. He went to Rutgers. Phil the Thrill Sellers. Look him up. He was Phil the Thrill Sellers. He went to Rutgers. 6'5" whirlwind guard, Fly Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Even World Be Free, Lloyd.
You got Walter Barry, all of them from New York.
And they, a lot of people don't know that the first six man, the Microwave, is from Brooklyn. Vinnie Johnson from Brooklyn.
They didn't realize that? And you know who gave Vinnie Johnson that name? I'm going to tell you who gave Vinnie Johnson that name.
Who that?
Because he was cooking them. Danny Ainge.
Mm.
The Pistons playing the Celtics. He said, man, when he came out the bench, it's like the Microwave.
There you go.
Microwave's just coming out.
Straight out of Brooklyn.
Vinnie Johnson
went to a little
prep. Worth $600 million right now as we talk.
Yeah.
$600 million he's worth.
He's making money now.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think Mark Aguirre, before he opened
his
mouth.
We didn't even say Connie Hawkins.
We didn't go. I'm sorry.
We didn't even say Lenny Wilkins.
Herman the Helicopter.
We said Albert King and Bernard King.
God. Forgot about it. How could you not say the Hawk?
And the thing about it, they had a thing on NBA TV, and Kenny Smith was just sitting there, right? It was Kenny Smith, Reggie Miller, Steve Smith, Chris Webber, Grant Hill, and Dennis Scott talking about the boys out of D.C. Come on, Grant Hill and Dennis Scott, stop it. Stop with, with Adrian Dantley, DeMathis. Stop it, Farrell. Y'all not on that level. I'll take
you. Yeah, Elgin Baylor came out of D.C.
Okay.
Dave Bing came out of D.C. I can't say no more.
You can't say no more. So Kenny just sitting there. Kenny said, are y'all serious? Reggie Miller had the nerve to say this from Cali. I said, California? I said, the best player ever in California is from Lansing, Michigan. From Lansing, Michigan. He just lives in California.
That's right.
Magic Johnson. So are you serious? You naming somebody from UCLA that's from California, that's a top five NBA great?
None.
You can't?
None. Now, they have some good players out there, but the best player ever to come out of California, he didn't play in the NBA. He didn't play. He went to Los Angeles State. What was his name? I know he gave my man Andre the business when he first got out there. I forget his name. Oh, my God. I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like this.
Wait, he gave Andre McCarty talking about?
Yeah. He's an L.A. legend.
Okay.
And he never made it to the NBA.
Okay.
But that's California, they had people like Jamal Wilkes. He's from California.
Cornbread Earl and me.
Yeah, Cornbread Earl and me. But he's from California. Marcus Johnson. He's from California. But you're talking about top five players of all time. Yeah. You don't have none in California.
You can't give me top 10 players of all time out of California.
No,
you can't.
No. California don't come in this mix right here.
No.
Baltimore beats out California.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Baltimore beats out California.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Easy.
So the East Coast, we got it on lockdown.
Detroit could beat out California too as well.
No, I'll give it to Chicago.
No, I said Detroit could beat out California.
Yeah, but because Chicago got Detroit. So I'll give Chicago the edge over top of LA.
Where George Gervin from? Detroit. Where Magic from? Detroit. Where Derek Coleman from? Detroit.
That's three.
Where Steve Smith from? Detroit.
That's four.
Where Chris Webber from? Detroit. Jalen Rose, Detroit. You can talk about Detroit now.
You can talk about Detroit.
Over California, I said.
Oh, yeah.
That's
over
what I'm
California.
Saying. Not over Chi-Town. I'm talking about over California.
Yeah, over California.
You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, over California. Yeah. Definitely.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, with Mark Aguirre, you know, he's talking to Chicago, this and that. Listen, buddy, you only got two rings because you and your boy Isaiah did some slick stuff during the All-Star break that got Adrian Dantley out of there. He wasn't better than Adrian Dantley. Adrian Dantley when they got them to the final. They gave Isaiah all the credit, but it was money time.
Adrian Dantley, Hall of Famer.
That's right.
He's
out of the math, out of Notre Dame, All-American, led the NBA in scoring.
That's right.
Utah, Milwaukee, you know, Detroit. Adrian Dantley was a problem.
Adrian Dantley was a 6'5 problem.
Oh, 6'5 nightmare.
Yes, he was.
You don't believe me? Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
I think Adrian Dantley has something to do with Bill Walton messing up UCLA's record. And they was like 75-0.
You seen it. You said Al McGuire's a coach, wasn't he?
Donald Duck Williams from Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. No, Dantley wasn't on that team.
He wasn't on that team?
Nah, Dantley was. Nah, he wasn't on that team. That was early 70s.
That was 1972.
No, Dantley wasn't on that team.
Okay.
No, he was still in high school at the Mather.
Okay.
I believe, yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, Dantley was a problem.
Yes, he was.
At 6'5".
A nightmare.
Nightmare.
A nightmare.
And Isaiah wanted Mark Aguirre. That's the only reason why he got rings.
That's his
but
friend.
But he had a chance to get his own rings if he stayed patient at Dallas. Dallas had a good team.
Rinaldo Blackman, Derek Harper, Roy Tarpley.
Yeah.
They had a little dysfunction because, you know, situations back then time, they was indulging in
drugs.
They
had no leadership.
And no leadership was a coach. You know, everybody wanted, it was all about me.
Right.
And then it happened again in the early 90s with Jason Kidd, Jamal Mashburn, and Jimmy Jackson.
Yeah.
You know? So they talk all that shy tongue about the best day, the Mecca of basketball. Yeah. They the Mecca of basketball.
To sum that up, right.
I know they got Derrick Rose. They had the story of Benji Wilson.
Yeah.
They got Juwan Howard. We get that.
We understand that.
It ain't the city of New York. It ain't Philly.
It ain't the city of Philly. So you got to go with New York number one, Philly number two.
That's right.
Chicago number three. And Detroit. Matter of fact, Detroit and Chicago is running neck to neck.
Yep. If you now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, you can scramble from there. You can pick your poison.
Yeah, you can pick somebody. It's like an AAU thing.
Yeah.
You can pick somebody from a different city.
Don't mess with Philly, New York about supremacy in basketball.
You can't.
Don't do that.
You cannot.
Yeah. So that takes care of that.
Even when we talked about players that ain't go to the NBA, like Pee Wee Kirkland, we got one from Philly. Brian Sad Eyes Watson.
Oh my goodness.
Nicknamed Baby Pro.
Oh my goodness.
When Philly played New York, New York knew, let me tell you something. Sonny Hill, and I could quote Sonny Hill. It was in a Slam magazine. They said when Sad Eyes die, his grave should say, he had game. Brian Sad Eyes Watson, nicknamed Baby Pro.
That's right.
It was like watching the street. It was like Michael Jordan in the streets. How you want it?
Six Stephen Suskey.
Baseline. Left hand, right hand, fade away. Jump shot, mid range. 15-footer, 30-footer. Ain't talk no trash, nothing. Kill you quietly. They had a game in New York one day. He was, I believe the story I heard, he was going to, he made a wrong turn. He got lost. Came in New York, put on his Lexus. Took his watch out, his Rolex, diamond chain, and everything. I think he dropped 31 in the second half. 31 in the second half. It was 25 to 31 in the second half. Easily.
Him and Lou Lloyd.
Easily.
Him and Lou Lloyd. Lou Lloyd, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Louis Lloyd. How you gonna feel about Louis Lloyd?
Oh, Louis. Like, he was a dear, dear, close friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what was his nickname?
Black Magic. Black Magic.
Yep.
Lou Lloyd.
Louis Lloyd.
Not to mention the other guy who used to be right across from him named Gene Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a high school All-America.
Went to Duke.
Went to Duke, led them to the NCAAs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? With Jaminski.
Bill Austin, they lose a Jack
guy
Gibbons.
Named Jim Spanarko.
Mm-hmm. Jim Spanarko.
Right? Dude, he went down there and was all ACC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a smart part of Philly.
Yeah.
But to get back to Sad Eye, it's a sad situation with Sad Eye because he was a bad man who never made it to the NBA.
16 for Seth Quinn. That's like that's the Rucker Park. Of Philly.
That's right.
New York got Rucker Park. We got 16th Street, Susquehanna.
Yeah. Come and bring your A game.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't nothing like it. Nothing like it at all. I just got so sick and tired of this Chicago mess. They did a mecca of basketball.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are they, like, seriously? What do they be thinking about? If you go to New York City, You name me a small four better than Bernard King out of Chicago. You name me a shooting guard out of Chi-Town better than Kobe Bryant from Philly. Or Michael Jordan from New York. Do they forget about Dr. J? It's two different Dr. J's now.
Yeah.
From Long Island. It's two different Dr. J's. You got the NBA Doc. You got Rucker Park Doc. I'm sorry, three got the NBA Doc. He was the face of three leagues. Street League, the ABA, and the NBA from 76 to about 83, 82. That's a magic start coming to his own. The face of the league. Now, you were talking about the first man that had people... What that was on? L trains? The buildings in New York City?
Skyscrapers.
Huh?
They was in trees.
You seen it? You seen it to see one man.
Oh,
you man. Seen it?
I was blessed to see a couple of those games.
Coached by Hubie Brown, Peter Vesey, and all of them.
The West Siders.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was their name.
Dr. J was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even mention him.
No. I said, if you could pick a starting five by the East Borough from the city of New York.
Yep. You can go to the Bronx
Queens.
And get five. You can go to Queens and get five.
Harlem
and get five.
Brooklyn
and get five. And Manhattan and get five.
Yep.
Downtown.
Yep. Ed Pinckney. Forgot about Ed Pinckney.
Bronx.
You got Chris
Fordham.
Like it's just so much. It's so much. Now,
yeah, they got to do their history work before they.
It's sad for the NBA players.
Yeah,
that's the sad part about it.
Yeah, because I don't think LeBron James is an historian too. And that's what makes him so good because he knows the game. He knows the people who was before him.
Yeah, he knows.
I don't think LeBron would let that happen if he was on that panel, or Kenny Smith.
Well, Kenny laughed at him when I said it. Kenny laughed. Yeah. He heard it. He laughed at him.
But I'm talking about the one they just did last night.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah.
That was disgusting. Horrible.
Yeah. I don't know why they let that happen. And little Timmy Hardaway.
Oh,
I mean, he was good with the crossover and everything, but he forgot about we had a boy here who originated the crossover. And you got his name was Archie Clark.
Mm.
He did the shake and bake, and he invented the crossover.
See what Tim?
That's who did it.
Yeah, Tim Hardaway wasn't his. His was from Pearl. His was from Pearl Washington, from New York.
Yeah,
New York City guard.
Yeah,
that turned the mecca out. Yeah. Turned down. Ask Georgetown Hoyas about him.
Right.
Ask John Thompson, Georgetown Hoyas about the Big East tournament. What Pearl Washington was doing to them.
That's right.
Jaren Jackson was glad he left.
Listen, the microwave. Vinnie Johnson used to cross you over.
Mm-hmm.
Used to get down real low.
Real low.
And cross you over and come up. All that stuff that Harden is doing now.
Yep.
Vinny Johnson did it.
Built like a frog.
From Brooklyn.
Yep.
Looked like Mike Tyson or something.
I told you, built like a frog, man. He was short, bow-legged. Built like a frog. The microwave.
Big, strong construction
head. Yeah, Vinny Johnson.
No, they can't mess with... They got to take that back. I don't know how they can get this message that we're relaying, hoping to hear it. But Mark Aguirre, Dwayne Wade, y'all need to cut that out.
Doc Rivers is on there, too.
I ain't see Doc.
Hey, Doc. Candace Parker. Candace, listen, no disrespect.
Candace, nah.
They say Cheryl Swoops the greatest women's player ever. No, we get that. Uh-huh. But like I said, we had Dawn Staley in Philly.
Yeah.
Miss Virginia, Miss North Philly's own. Went to Virginia All-American. First team All-American.
That's right.
Dawn Staley, National Championship coach, South Carolina Gamecocks.
And number one right now this year.
Yep. Three gold medals. I'm sorry. She got three. She got three.
So for every one you bring, we got four.
That's right.
For everyone you mention in Chicago, we got four.
That's right.
For every four we mention in Philly, New York got five.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's easily. How I go.
Easily. Easily. Now, before we close this out, right?
Yeah.
You ain't telling me your West. Who you like in the West coming out in the second half of the season?
Oh, I like the Lakers.
You like the Lakers?
I like the Lakers.
Why you like the Lakers?
Because they got the best chemistry I've seen in a team that's been put together so quick within a year. You could just tell. And LeBron is making these other guys better.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the, what's his name? The 6'6 guard that shoots. What's his name?
Caldwell Pope?
Caldwell Pope. I thought he would be a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
But he's coming around now.
Mm-hmm.
And the other kid, Kuzma, got to pick his game up.
That's the Achilles heel.
Maybe. And it's too late to trade him now, but hopefully he'll get some LeBron's juice in him. And you know Rondo's made for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Rondo
is just cruising